What are your sisters' names?
Lisa and Amber.
Because you went to school with a couple of heiresses who were female in high school who were great athletes too. Amy and...
Yeah, yeah.
And another one who was a runner, Ashley.
Yeah, yeah, I remember them.
I knew you had two sisters, but I didn't know whether they were about your age.
Yeah, she's a little bit 4 years younger than me, and the one's 3 years older than me.
What can you tell us about Stephen Johnson?
Oh, Stephen Johnson?
Johnson.
Oh, he's a great player. He's definitely came in and learned the defense pretty fast, and he shows ability that he can play in the NFL. And I mean, he was a great player in college playing with him. He was a walk-on and ended up making a team and getting a scholarship, so it shows his perseverance. And he's kind of a player like me, a guy that's, you know, that's going to give all effort every play.
What can he learn from maybe your experience? Have you shared with him what it was like making the team as an undrafted?
Yeah, pretty much learning the defense as fast as you can. Try to eliminate as many mistakes as possible. That's something I shared to him.
Yeah, you were a walk-on last year, kind of, sort of. Yeah. That's what they'd call you.
Yeah.
Was it intimidating? Did it feel like at times that you were just buried and you didn't see how you were going to make the team?
Yeah.
Or how was your mindset as this process went on?
Oh, yeah, the whole training camp, they kept me at the bottom of the depth chart. And just seeing that, not being able to move up, it kind of frustrates you, but you have to be patient. And then going into the first preseason game versus the Cowboys, I didn't play at all. So that kind of just kind of, I had to be patient and kind of keep working.
What was it like when you saw him bring in Tracy Porter and Brayton Florence, guys that you know are going to compete for the same spot you're competing for?
I understood that, like, I'm still an undrafted free agent, and everything's going to be 10 times harder for me, and I have to continue to work hard, and there's always going to be competition in the NFL, and it's just going to make me better.
What have you learned from watching the two of them as well as watching the team?
Just learning more about the game. You can never learn too much, and just watching how they play, they're physical guys, and just something like how it was with Goody. They bring different insight to the game. They've had a little bit more experience than me, so it's just always good to learn.
When you go back and watch your tape of 2011, what kind of stands out to you about the way you played particularly?
I mean, I'm going to be all over the field. OTAs right now, it's kind of different for me because I'm a more physical player. I know once we get the pads on, I turn into a different player. And I'm going to be all over the field. I'm a make tackles. You won't catch me missing any tackles. And, I'm going to be at the right spot. I know the defense. I'm very intelligent out there. So that's what I brought to the table last year.
Is it much different with Mike Adams in there instead of Dalton?
No, it's not really that much different. Mike brings a lot of intelligence, a lot of experience, just like as Doc did last year, and he brings the same intensity, so it's really not too much difference.
You made your mark last year, probably against Welker.
Yeah.
Had a couple good games against him. How do you, a guy like that, is that how you attack him? You're physical at the point? You kind of pressed him and were physical? That's how you get those quick guys?
Oh, yeah, guys like Walker, they tried to eliminate me from putting my hands on him and by keeping him moving. And that's a good way to stop guys like Walker that have two-way goals most of the time when you guard them. So I just tried to get up on him fast and eliminate one of his routes and try to take away from what Brady's trying to do.
What are you working? Where are you mostly out here in the OTAs? Are you in the nickel for the most part?
I've been playing. They've been giving me a lot more work outside. Just trying to work on that, getting better outside, and they know I know nickel. I know that so easy. I knew it coming in, so I've been doing a little bit of both, but a little bit more outside so far.
What's it been like playing against Peyton Manning? I mean, obviously, he played a couple games against Tom Brady, but to see Peyton Manning every snap, I know he's working on his own stuff, but how's that been?
The stuff that we've seen with Peyton, I have never seen. A guy that can just come up there and just checks a totally different route concept. We never really seen that other than when we played Tom Brady. So the intelligence that he brings to the field is different than what we've seen all year last year, other than when we played Tom Brady.
Have you you got your hand on any balls or picked them any off yet?
Oh, yeah.
And then what's that been like? Is it he's up to practicing, but...
I mean, it's a great feeling picking off Peyton, but, it's just OTAs. We still got a long ways to go, and, it's just great when you can finally get them. We got 5 interceptions yesterday, so it's just, we were going to definitely challenge the offense every day.
5 interceptions off Peyton, just off the quarterbacks?
I think we got Peyton 5 times. I think so.
Uh-oh. Eric,
we'll need to double check that stuff.
How's it been with you for Del Rio? All the linebackers in front 7 seem to love him. Is it the same in the secondary?
Oh, yeah. Coach Del Rio, he definitely wants us to be attack defense, and that's something that I like. I love his scheme. We have a lot of things compared to last year that we'll be able to confuse a lot of offenses with. It's a lot more versatile. So having that is just going to make it tough for offenses against us.
Can you kind of look at the group, you and Quentin, you know, that real young group. What are some of that young group looking to do this offseason, and kind of what's the mindset from that group?
Oh, yeah, we definitely want to all elevate our games to another level going into this season. We felt like we had a pretty decent year winning the conference or winning our division and then getting a playoff win. Us being all rookies, being in the secondary, so we think that we can take it up to another level, and of course our goal is to win the Super Bowl.
You think you got lost because of Kansas, you switched to safety, and so people sort of stopped paying attention to you. And you were rated, like, scouting services rated you at 30th best safety when you were actually a quarterback. Do you think that was the biggest problem you had, or your height?
I would say me switching positions, that really hurt. We were thin at safety, and they knew I could play safety. So it was just an opportunity. I thought it was an opportunity for me to show NFL that I can play multiple positions. And, I think I did get lost in the shuffle by moving to safety, though.
Well, the Miami game, you had a couple of knockdowns in the Miami game last year. Do you think that's... Did that make a difference in your mind? Hey, I can play this, or did the coach said, he's something other than a good special teams player?
Yeah.
So was that the moment for you? Was there a moment last
year? Yeah, that was the first time of me getting out there on the field with the defense, and it was definitely a critical time going into the fourth quarter and overtime. So that was just a great opportunity for me to go out there and make a play and give us the win.
Has there been any talk about you playing safety at this level the Broncos ever brought back?
Last year, Coach Allen had me playing a little safety. With the new defense with Coach Jack, no, it hasn't been brought to me. But I can play it, though.
I think I remember that Marlon McCree in training camp last year kind of made you like his pet project, it seemed like.
Marlon McCree? Yeah.
He was the
GA. Yeah.
Yeah. What were some of the things he was harping on you with?
He just kept me patient. A lot of time I would get frustrated because I wasn't moving up the depth chart at all, but I'd be making plays. So he just really stayed in my head and told me to just stay patient, and my time will come.
Have you started thinking about Chris, what camp will be like for you this year? It's about your physical. You get to put pads on. You get excited when you start thinking about how different it will be this year compared to last year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be able to get way more reps compared to last year. It'll be a lot more competition going into this year. I just really, OTAs is cool with me, but I like having pads on, being out there banging, so I can't wait for that.
What about with Coach Del Rio? Do you expect a much more physical camp?
No, I really expect the same, being under with Coach Fox. We're always going to be physical, but we're going to definitely take care of each other.
Are there any friendly wagers in there with the NBA playoffs? I know you're OKC.
Nobody's. My team was the Lakers, but they ain't no going on. But I'm going to go with the home team now and go with the Thunder now. But everybody wants the Heat to win in there.
Oh, really?
Surprisingly.
Well, you got a lot of Miami guys in there.
Yeah. LeBron. Yeah, a lot of LeBron fans.
Just first
hand,
sorry.
Nah.
You guys, anything else for Chris?
All right.
Thanks, Chris. No problem.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah. Want to put yours up there now?
Patrick, I'll rip. What's the TV?